Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, Dr. Bloom finished with his opening remarks with prayer. Let's listen as we resume the study of verse 15 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Stand when the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We're in Titus chapter 2. And it's kind of like a, not a big review or something like that, but just look here, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, Word of God addressed men, aged men, aged women, young men, young women, servants, which would be the equivalent of employees to an employer today, and even the employers. All of this was covered here so far in verses 1 through 10. And so, why would we do this in the manner given here? Why would we follow that? Well, we think of Jude verse 4, where it says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares." Now, again, let me just point out, when it says crept in, it means they act like they're one of you. And the idea is also they kind of sneak in the back door. And so they've crept in, acting like they're one of you. They try to gain position or place, a place of respect or just a place of recognition, whether they hold an office or not. They seek to do that. And so, again, you have them that there are certain men crept in unawares who were before ordained. Let me just say before I read the rest of that. There are people wanting to get into fundamental churches and mess it up. And they do sneak in that way. And so they are people who were before ordained to this condemnation. And why? Why to this condemnation? Because they're ungodly. Ungodly men. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Anything goes. These are the people that now say that whether it's social drinking, whether it's those movies they watch, whether it's just not being faithful to God's house. I mean, you go on down the line of sin that now are saying we have liberty to do that. We've got the grace of God to do this. Look, God's grace and liberty, knowing that he's an all-holy God, was never to allow sin, giving you grace and liberty to sin. You have a free will. You can choose to sin, but it's the wrong choice. And God does hold you accountable. You are made in God's image, so therefore you have a free will. God is a spirit. When we're thinking made in God's image, we're thinking of the body of Christ sometimes. No, it's not the body of Christ that you're made in. It was the image of his spirit. God is a spirit. We're clearly taught that in the Word of God. Jesus taught it. And so because God is a spirit, then we are as he. We have a free will to make decisions. Now understand, you are not a body with a soul and a spirit. You're a spirit that has a body and soul. Now let me show that by the Word of God, Genesis chapter 2. Do you remember in Genesis chapter 2? God formed Adam with the dust of the ground. Okay, so there's a body laying there. And guess what? I believe there's a soul inside that body that's laying there. But neither that soul nor that body have life. But then we're told, then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That breath being spirit. Now, why would he say the breath of life? Well, when you get to 2 Timothy, you remember that? Chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means God breathed. God breathed the life that is in the Word of God, the Bible, that gives life, that leads us to life. Okay? And so understand that this is very important here, that when people starting to turn the grace of God to lasciviousness, they understand not God. They only understand that sometimes there is prosperity doing Satan's will, Satan's way, but they don't see the end of that matter, which is disastrous. So they're denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ by doing that, and yet they snuck in unawares, pretending they're one of you. And so you begin to see things happening. You may have thought of perhaps maybe the contemporary movement. You know, that is, they say, well, that is a good thing. It's getting people to church. Well, you know, there are some places the church could offer a free beer to everybody, and there'd be a lot of people go there that don't go to church. Would that be right? What about free drugs? You know, you come here, we'll give you free drugs. You know, you just got to sit through a church service, but we'll give you free drugs. You see, don't say, well, those are terrible sins. Now, these others are not so bad. I remember the time when in the 60s they said abortion? No, that had never happened. Nobody would kill babies inside the body. Now I've seen Christians that said, well, you know, that person that my daughter got pregnant by was just a bad, evil person. And really, we don't think they should get married, and I think the baby should be aborted. Now, I had people ask me, and I told them, no. If you abort that baby, you're killing a human life. For some reason or another, after I say that, they don't stay at our church. And I've also told them, got pregnant out of wedlock, then the Bible says they ought to get married. I don't want my daughter marrying that man. And so you go against the Word of God because you don't like it. Well, there is an accountability. Now, I know some people that did that, and they are with the Lord now, and I believe that they are totally sorry, especially knowing they can't undo what they've done. So you think of the things that go on today as sneaking in unawares, the contemporary movement, Calvinism, works salvation, and on we could go. People don't think that you can know you're saved. I mean, just think about that. It was bad in Jude's day, and it's still bad today. Now, the pastor is to be a watchman. If he won't name and fight these things and do it authoritatively, that is, authoritatively in his preaching, but being based on the authority of God. And that preacher better get it right with God, because when you read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and verse 17, as well as chapter 3, verse 1 of James, you realize that pastor has an accounting. He has an accounting to make. And James 3, verse 1 says, they have a greater condemnation. In other words, there is more expected of those who are called, have followed that call to the preaching of the word, that they stay true to it, no matter what comes. You know, some people get upset about, well, you shouldn't name people, you shouldn't name movements. And yet, in Romans chapter 16, we're told to mark them which cause divisions among you, contrary to the doctrine. Again, contrary to what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't teach rock and roll in the church, by the way. So, contrary to the doctrine. So, again, when you're teaching contrary to doctrine, people like that need to be named. When they've been true at one time and they've gone another direction, they need to be named. People need to see who they are and what they are. Now, when I think of this, I think of some churches today. I know one guy that I said, boy, he's not only separated, and he's a younger man, but I thought he was to the right of me even. I mean, I thought, wow, he's got standards, and I was going to call him legalistic because everybody calls us legalistic for having standards. But I was going to say, man, those things are even to the right of me. But that was all right. I mean, it was keeping people from doing the wrong thing if they followed that. But the same man in time began giving away free movie tickets to go to his church. And then introduced the praise team into his church and that kind of music. Another one, again, supposed to have these standards. And now is taking ballroom dancing lessons and sees all those things as all right. Now, today you have what they call CCM, Contemporary Christian Music. Well, that's a misnomer because it's not Christian. It's not Christ-like, which Christian means. And really, I have doubts as to whether we could even call it music. It's contemporary, but it's not contemporary to God. It's contemporary to the world. I prefer to call it religious rock music because that's what it is. Religious, but not of God. It is the devil's rock music. It is the devil's religious music. And so, in some cases, they're using the same words. It's kind of like they're putting words to it that sound religious, dressing their little ones in their dainty outfits for ballet, not giving thought to the fact that those pictures that parents and others take will eventually end up somewhere on the internet. Some perverts out there will be checking out that little precious little daughter, that precious little boy that you taught those things about dancing and the ballet and what have you. And so it is a travesty when the local church becomes so abominable and does those things, and a preacher will not stand or rebuke it because he's afraid of losing even more people. You know, they had this trouble back in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, let me just take you back there and go over this. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 30 through 35, I'm going to go over and just make some comments about it as I go along. I just want you to know these comments here are talking about what happened to Israel, what happened to them. For the children, now again, this is Jeremiah 32, verse 30. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah. Now remember, there's a divided kingdom. So he's looking at both sides. Israel, Judah. Okay.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.